How many in attendance this morning have pets at home? That would be probably the majority of us. Well, I have received a prayer request regarding that matter. Please pray for a little dog that ran away from Bob Campbell's house Friday. It belongs to Harrison and Brittany Campbell. And Maxwell is a 4-pound Yorkie, black and tan. Please keep your eyes open around town. And also, I would ask that you take your, dare I say it, green or what, I don't know. What's the word?
Chartreuse.
Okay. Insert. Take your insert and remember this week to pray for those who are in the nursing home or assisted living home, others who are ill, those in the armed forces, and pray believing that what you pray makes a difference in their lives. And remember also that so many of those who are now in the nursing home, in the service and so forth, are near and dear to this church family. They are members of our own family.
Homer?
Yes.
I thought, and I know we didn't talk about this, and I apologize, but I thought it'd be really appropriate to have those who have served in armed forces to stand. Do you mind if we do that at this point?
Not at all.
All right. Could all of those who served in our armed forces please stand, and so we can look around and give thanks to those. Yes.
And one other thing. How many here now have their own children in the armed services? All right, that's still a large number. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for the inspiration and true light of our souls that you bring to us. Help us to keep our eyes upon you as we live our lives so that we may pattern our actions after what we see in your blessings and love for us. And guide us and direct us that what we say and do may be always pleasing to you. These things in Jesus' name. Amen. The handbell choir will now bring the word in song, a patriotic melody, medley.